ex who wouldn't stay away.
File a violation.
I did.
Put her in jail. If she refuses to comply with a court order, put her in jail.
Then a customer who wouldn't go away.
It was clear that there was no reasoning with a crazy person.
It's not true.
And a judge who keeps firing away.
I want my name taken off the car.
I want to be 5, 8, and 10 years younger. It's not going to happen for me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Donna Wright is suing her former roommate, Gordon Lytle, for storage fees, claiming he abandoned property at her home. Gordon is countersuing for the return of property, stalking, and an assault.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 143 on the calendar, the matter of Wright versus Lytle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
You two people were friends, ex-boyfriend and girlfriend. You haven't been involved in a relationship in a long time. You left some stuff in her house. This was a couple of years ago. She says that you promised to pay storage for the stuff that you stored in her house, in her basement. She wants $900 in storage fees. You want $5,000 for property that you say was taken without permission and for punitive damages for stalking and threats and assault. Let me deal with your claim first, sir.
Okay.
I see that there is some indication that you secured against the plaintiff an order of protection.
Yes, I have the restraining order.
I'd like to see it.
Okay.
And when you went to file for an order of protection, sir, you wanted to be clear about everything that you needed and wanted from her. Is that right? You wanted to be protected
yes.
from her. You
In
wanted her. You wanted her to stay away from you, right?
Yes.
You wanted her not to bother you anymore. You wanted no connection with her.
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you file for this protective order? Month and year?
Last August.
Did you have a hearing?
Yes.
Before a judge?
Yes.
Not as good looking as me.
No. Not nearly. You look lovely today.
And did you testify at this hearing?
I did.
Did she testify at the hearing?
She did.
And at the end of the hearing, the court granted you a protective order?
Yes, and even offered to make it longer.
Oh, that's... And how long was the protective order for?
1 year.
I want you to tell me what the judge said to you when you asked the judge for all your property back a year ago. I want you to tell me. You know where I'm going, sir? Let me tell you where I'm going. Where I'm going is this. A year ago, you were before a judge. You had a full-fledged hearing. A year ago, your property is in her basement. You asked that judge for not a thing other than a protective order that she stay away from you. What I want to know is what woke you up in a year later, and said, you know what? I want that stuff from the lady that I want to stay away from me, that I want no contact with, that I want several ties from. A year later, why would you think that when you had an opportunity to ask a judge for a protective order that says, return all my property, I'll take a marshal there, why you didn't do it? Speak. Why didn't you do it a year ago?
I did. I went 3 weeks after. I went with my son.
No, no, no. Does your protective order say that you can retrieve all your property?
I have a truck rental and storage rental.
That's not what I'm asking you. Does your protective order say you can retrieve all your property?
Yes, it did.
Great. Very good. Gordon Lytle may obtain personal effects, listen to what I'm saying, via civil standby. Now, are you telling me that she did not abide by the civil standby?
Yes, I am.
File a violation. You give that back to him. He's going to need that to file his violation. Put her in jail. If she refuses to comply with a court order, go back to the judge and say, I'm filing a violation of the protective order. She refuses to give me my stuff.
Okay.
And the judge will find her in contempt and put her in jail.
Thank you.
Great. Now, what stuff do you have in your house that belongs to him? Yeah, now I want you to be very careful about what you're telling me.
Okay, well, there's a big, giant old tire. There's a bunch of old TVs that are really heavy and old and don't work. It's junk, mainly. It's a bunch of junk that he left for me.
Is it still in your house?
It's in my basement and my downstairs, in my room downstairs. I've been pleading to him to get it out of my house for a year.
Then I suggest you have an order that provides for a civil standby, right?
Yes.
He did have that.
Go and get your stuff. A civil standby means not that you go there with your son and a truck. A civil standby means you go with a police officer. And I would do it before your order of protection expires. She has a whole bunch of junky stuff there.
She had junky stuff because she sold all the good things.
Let me tell you what she's going to do with your stuff. August 8th. She's going to call a junkyard, and they're going to take all the junk that's in her basement, and they're going to take it to a dumpster.
It's not
because
junk.
After that time, sir, your order of protection expires, and she doesn't have to keep your junk for years in her basement.
Junk.
I'm telling you, at 11:59, when that order of protection expires, she can take all your crap and dispose of it because she doesn't have to keep it in her house. And you have between now and August 7th to go and get it. And if a police officer refuses to comply with your order, go back to the judge and say, I need an order for a civil standby. Would you do it for me again? Because Judge Scheindlin adjudicated this case and said, on August 8th, she's throwing out all my junk. Do you understand?
Okay, yes.
Great! You'll have the order. Then you'll have your basement back. Goodbye.
By your excuse, you may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Taylor versus Sullivan. Step forward.
Kimberly Taylor is suing her cousin, 22-year-old Ashley Sullivan, for the return of a car Ashley repossessed.
All right, Miss Taylor, Miss Sullivan is your cousin. And I've read your complaint. What I gather is you needed a car in 2011. Your credit was insufficient in order to get a car loan yourself. You asked your cousin if she would co-sign for you. So far, correct?
Yes.
She co-signed for the car. You took out a car loan and bought what kind of car?
Hyundai Elantra 09.
And how much was the loan?
16 and some change.
$16,000. And at some point, you started to have some problems. At one point, your driver's license was suspended?
Yes.
When was it suspended?
In December.
Of what year?
2012.
December of 2012. And with whom were you living at that time?
I have my own house.
Living by yourself?
Yeah, me and my children.
And how old are your children?
15 and 13.
And you were driving the car anyway?
Well, I didn't know it was suspended, yes.
Well, you were driving with a suspended driver's license.
Yes.
And for what reason was the license suspended?
I had a parking ticket and it got suspended.
You got a parking ticket and you got your license suspended?
Yes.
Okay. I never heard of that happening, but maybe in the jurisdiction you live, you suspend your driver's license for parking violation. Maybe. Maybe not. In addition to not having a license, there was a problem with your insurance. And what was the problem with your insurance?
They suspended it.
When?
The next month.
And why did they suspend your insurance?
Because my license was suspended.
So now you're driving around with no license and no insurance. And then at some point, you fell behind in your payments on the car.
Yes.
All this is leading up to the fact that Miss Sullivan, with the assistance, I believe, of her mother, took back the car.
Yes.
And this was some 2.5 years after she had co-signed for the car.
Yes.
And you want all the payments that you put in the car. That's what your lawsuit is about.
Yes.
First of all, let's come down to certain basic facts. Do you think Miss Sullivan was justified in taking back the car?
Yes.
I do too. So if she was justified in taking back the car, and the car is certainly worth much less now than when you purchased it 2.5 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if she wanted to get herself off this loan, she would have to pay out much more than the car would be worth if she went to sell it. Why would you think you're entitled to any money?
My name is still on the car loan.
Yes, and?
And I've asked her to take my name off the car loan.
And?
And she has not.
And?
And somebody else is driving the car.
And?
And I can't get a car loan with somebody driving the car.
Shouldn't it have the car without a license? without insurance, and you shouldn't have missed the payments.
They're not making the payments on time either.
Guess they'll take the car back, and then they'll sue you both for the loan.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Who's driving the car?
Me.
And making the payments?
I'm making the payments.
Right.
And there's insurance on the car, and I have a license.
And later today...
I ended my relationship with her when it was clear that there was no reasoning with a crazy person.
It's not true.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kimberly Taylor says her cousin, Ashley Sullivan, illegally repossessed her Hyundai Elantra.
Okay. Your arrangement was, when you bought the car, that you were going to maintain the car, maintain the insurance, implicit in that you would have a valid driver's license, and of course make regular payments, none of which you did. You breached the agreement, she took back the car.
But then I made up the payments, and she said she'd give me back the car.
You still didn't have insurance, and you still didn't have a license.
And I fixed it all.
Not before she took back the car. There's nothing I can do for you. You want to say anything?
There's nothing I can do for her either. I did my part.
Good. You making payments on the car?
My mother makes the payments.
Are you making the payments? Who's driving the car?
Me.
And making the payments?
You're making the payments.
Great.
And there's insurance on the car. And I have a license.
Anything else you want to tell me, folks?
I want my name taken off the car.
I want to be 5, 8, and 10 years younger. It's not going to happen for me. I can't help you, Miss Taylor. You have to rely on her good graces and goodwill, just as she relied on yours to make the payments, have an insured car, so that your credit wouldn't be ruined. She trusted you to do all of that. How are you related? You cousins?
I raised Kimberly. She was raised with my daughter as, like, sisters.
Well, if she did, then she's going to do what she says she's going to do, which is make payments on the car and keep it insured. Thank you. Bye.
Parties are excused and they step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Vincente versus Bauermeister. Step forward.
Lisa Vincente is suing graphic designer Karen Bauermeister for the return of her fee to design a logo and for helping to brand her company.
Ms. Vincente, you hired the defendant to create a logo for a company that you were starting.
That's right, a logo and a brand.
Let me ask you, is that correct?
Correct.
And you entered into a contract with her. Was it a written contract?
It was.
I'd like to see it. Okay, so let's go through this contract. Phase one was a preliminary brand strategy. The start date is dependent upon payment agreement, $700 to be received on or before February 14th, 2013. And that payment was made, is that correct?
Correct.
That's the payment that you want back?
Correct.
Because you say you're not satisfied with the work that she did?
Correct.
The second installment is to be paid on delivery of the design presentation, the target date of which was on or before March 14th, 2013. You paid the defendant $700. Did she, on or before March 14th, 2013, present you with a design?
She presented a design.
I'd like to see it.
Okay. So this is the design she presented, and...
I just want to see what the design was that she presented. Okay. What is this?
That is the story that she insisted I take with me when I received the logos to explain one of the logo designs that she created.
Okay, but this is not part of the presentation.
Well, there were two presentations that she was supposed to give me, and that was the interim presentation.
This is the interim one. And where is the other one?
The first one.
This is the first one.
No. The final one that you're holding up right there was made by a different designer that she was supposed to be collaborating.
Listen to me.
Okay.
I don't want anything from a different designer. Is this hers?
That is not hers, but it's supposed it's supposed to be in the last document.
Would you?
Okay. Excuse me.
Did she present this to you as a final product on or before March 14th?
She did not present that as a final product, no.
When did she present this to you? What date?
March 7th.
Did she present anything else to you?
She did.
I'd like to see it.
Okay. The first packet is the creative brief, and the second one is the final presentation that's supposed to have the logo in it and the marketing strategy.
This is her work.
That is her work.
This is her work.
That is her work.
This is her work.
That is her work.
You found somebody else whose work you like better. Carefully.
They were to work
carefully.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What you're saying is the time and effort that you spent on this project is valueless, and that I have a problem with. And if you don't understand that, I've said it to you as clearly as I can.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lisa Vincenti says graphic designer Karen Bauermeister owes for the return of her fee for designing a logo and for helping to brand her company. Karen is countersuing for breach of contract.
Did you find somebody's logo that you liked better?
Correct.
Very good. You have to pay her. You owe her $700. Your case is dismissed.
Wait,
you owe her
wait,
$700 on her counterclaim. You have a contract.
Wait, but the contract says that I'm supposed to receive things. It's not just a logo. I really would like to share this, okay?
You can share it with me in 30 seconds. You
Great.
Have to pay her.
So it says that I'm supposed to receive a preliminary market research, okay? If you look at the third document.
Just a second. Pay careful attention to me, madam.
Yes.
You have to pay her.
Preliminary market research. She did not do it. There are blank sections of the document she gave me. She left them blank.
You were unsatisfied with her work product.
She did not provide the literal words that she wrote in the contract. I'm supposed to receive a preliminary market research.
After you did not get that, did you accept from her? Oh, I'm asking you this. I saw what it said. After you did not get that from her, did she give you this?
Yes, but that's not what this contract is just about.
You owe her $700.
This contract is not just about that. I don't understand.
You owe her, I'm just telling you, you owe her $700.
Look at what it's a brand strategy and visual identity. She's supposed to be collaborating with someone else, and she is supposed to provide me information that she did not provide. Why am I owing her money for something that she did not provide? I'm not mad at her about those logos. That's not the problem.
Just a second. Then why are you suing her? She gave you logos.
That's not what
just
I'm...
a second. Okay. You're suing her for the return of all your money. That's what you're suing her for. And that's what I have a problem with. If you said to me, look, she didn't perform parts of this job, and I don't really feel as if I have to pay her the other $700, but she did $700 worth of work, you wouldn't have a problem with me. What you're saying is the time and effort that you spent on this project is valueless, and therefore you have to pay me back the money that I gave you, and that I have a problem with. And if you don't understand that, I've said it to you as clearly as I can.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Listen to me. She works for a living just like you do.
I understand.
And if you didn't like her product...
The brand identity was the most important part. The idea of the marketing strategy, the understanding of who I am presenting this to.
I read your complaint. I read your touchy-feely complaint that you didn't get the soul of your company. I read that you didn't get the soul of your company.
I don't even care about that part as much as the fact that she didn't give even for how she presented it. The story, she did not provide demographics. She left them blank and she told me that I would have to hire her again to get that section filled in.
You want to answer that question?
I ended my relationship with her at the final presentation when it was clear that there was no reasoning with a crazy person.
It's not true.
Why don't you be quiet now?
Okay.
And I actually at that point was willing to walk away from the whole thing. But since she's brought me to court, I am suing for the remainder of the contract, which the work I did perform.
You got it? She was willing to say, listen, we don't see eye to eye. You like this other guy's work better than mine, and I don't want to be involved with the project anymore.
That's
if you're not.
That's not what I said.
Correct.
You know what? Your initial instincts were perfect.
Thank you.
Walk away.
Yes.
You would never have a satisfied customer.
Right.
Your case is dismissed.
That's not
Goodbye.
The case.
Thank you. Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. and on the next Judge Judy.
She wrote a very strange document about elephants that has nothing to do with my company.
I think she's out of her mind, really. I think she's kind of, she needs help, but not my kind of help.
It was very bizarre.
I can't explain the kind of insanity.
It's over.
I am glad it's over, and I wish her the best.